It had been nearly an hour since she and the sheriff set out. Olive was growing impatient and edgy, wondering if this man did indeed know exactly where he was going.
"You'll see Jacob's place over the next rise," the sheriff said, finally nodding ahead.
"What kind of man is Mr. Butler?"
Olive inquired near the top of the hill.
The sheriff turned and stared at her.
"The kind of man who couldn't let two children alone, even though they're no blood relation, and he has enough mouths to feed as is. A good one, I reckon."
Olive knew a set-down when she received it, and concentrated instead on this mission of mercy she was now embarked on. She would care for John and Mary as if they were her own, as they certainly would be, just as her parents had nurtured and cared for her and James. At 35, she had long abandoned dreams of a family of her own. Her job in the library and her family home was meant to be enough to sustain her. This tragic twist of events would place two young children in the care of an aunt they had never met. Olive took a deep breath to steady her nerves and scan the landscape around her. Fields of dark soil churned and waiting for seed lay before her, cut through with stripes of high grass as the morning breeze waved the hay. Olive caught sight of a cabin and a barn behind in a gentle valley at the crux of the fields. As they steered down a path to the house, Olive's eyes closed spontaneously as she drew in the rich aroma of moist, fertile soil. Something so primitive, so basic about the smell of spring-turned ground. When she opened her eyes, Olive saw a man behind a plow. And as they drew closer, she was shocked. He seemed nearly as tall as the horse he guided. His plaid shirt sleeves were rolled up and revealed enormous forearms. The man's back was to them as he coaxed and whistled to the horse. His hair hung in huge curls over his collar. Black boots to his knees, and suspenders making a giant X on his back held up his rough pants. The sheriff shouted and the man turned his head. He pulled back on the reins of the plow horse, and Olive watched him unharness himself from great bands of leather attaching him to the plow.
"Sheriff," the man said as he approached the wagon.
"Hey, Jacob."
Olive looked in amazement at this Jacob Butler. He could only be 25 years old, and yet he managed a farm, motherless children, and John and Mary. In her mind, she had envisioned a man closer to her age and certainly not a man this rough.
"Ma'am?"
The man nodded. Olive nodded back nervously, and the sheriff looked at her expectantly as he rested his elbows on his knees and pushed the brim of his hat back on his forehead. Jacob Butler stood so tall. The two men were nearly eye to eye, Olive noticed. She heard birds chirping and the soft tap of the sheriff's boot. She had no idea where her sensibilities had gone.
"This here is John and Mary's aunt, Jimmy's sister," the sheriff said.
"Ma'am?"
"Mr. Butler, I cannot thank you enough for taking in my niece and nephew," Olive finally managed to reply.
"Not a problem."
"No, really. Had I known they were not being cared for by relatives, I would have come weeks and weeks ago. I will not impose on your generosity a moment longer than necessary. If the sheriff will wait, I will get the children and return to town," Olive said in a rush. Surely this very young man was struggling with all the responsibilities that parenthood entailed. The man tilted his head and looked at her.
"Suit yourself," he replied.
Olive watched as he sat down on the end of the wagon, and the sheriff drove them on to the house. Her palms were sweating as the wagon stopped and the front door opened. A boy and a girl flew into Jacob Butler's arms.
"Daddy, why aren't you plowing?"
the boy said through two missing front teeth. Two more children stood in the doorway with such looks of longing it nearly broke Olive's heart, John and Mary. She watched Mary hold her younger brother back and whisper something in his ear. But John would not be stopped and found himself a place on the man's neck and latched on. Jacob Butler laughed and kissed each child and tickled the little girl's side. Olive watched the stone-faced giant cuddle the three clinging to him. He looked up to Mary standing in the doorway.
"How is Mark this morning?" he asked.
"I can't get him to eat,"
the girl said with a shrug.
"Let's see if I have any better luck than Mary," Mr. Butler said as he looked at the other children in his arms.
Olive stepped down out of the wagon and followed the man as he carried the three children, hanging on at odd angles.